In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I received two or three calls just between yesterday and today asking for help in deliverance. I cannot do it. I do not have the power. The church has to raise up people to do this because I cannot do it. It takes everything out of me. But I can only feel sorry for the people because this is a reality. This is a reality for them that some enemy entered into them when they were young. I'm telling you, Lord Jesus, you've got to raise up people who are going to pray deliverance for the sick. Lord Jesus, by the power of your cross, I ask you to do it. Amen. I received a testimony, and the word from the lady is, "I was at the Holy Rosary Church last Saturday." I remember her. "Your message was powerful. After Mass, you prayed for a lot of people as well as for the other father." That's Father Joseph. "I was one of them. I had a huge fibroid tumor in my uterus as big as a four-month baby. When that sweet lady and you prayed for me, I felt a burning in my stomach. Then next day, I felt that my stomach went down a little bit. Today, I am feeling much better. I feel that the fibroid reduced to 2 months, babe. I beg and believe in the power of God and, of course, the power of the Holy Spirit. Every time that someone prays for me in the Spirit and lays their hands on my head, I receive this peace. I want to serve in your church. I had dreams before my life that I put hands on people and God heals them. I would like to make an appointment with you, with the other father. I know you are very busy. I work in a week's day, so you have to do it during the weekend." So this lady was, I remember her praying. We prayed over her, and I remember her going out in the Holy Spirit. I had no idea that the fibroid tumor was becoming smaller. I had no idea. But she knows it is. And you know what? It's not over yet. God wants to heal her completely. Then I received a letter from some lady who needed deliverance. And this lady, as a child, was mistreated. And you know what? Nobody believes these people, but I believe these people. So, Lord, raise up people to heal and to deliver the broken of the broken. We ask this in Jesus' name. We're looking at St. Mark today. What we need to know is, who is Mark writing to? He is writing to the people in Rome. He continues the ministry of Peter, who was in Rome and who died upside down on a cross. Mark is the smallest of the littlest gospel, and you see, Jesus is always in a hurry. We'll hear the word "immediately" often. So I'm looking at Mark, and Mark's gospel, it's sent to Rome. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, the beginning of the good news. Do you know that the gospel is good news? As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger," that's John the Baptist, "before your face, which shall prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his path." This is the ministry of John the Baptist. John did baptize in the wilderness, and he preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. "And there went out unto him all the kind of Judea, they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins." And John was clothed with camel's hair, with a girdle of skin around his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. I keep on telling you, the fruit of the locust tree is what he ate. And he preached, saying, "There comes one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose." He's talking about Jesus. "I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit." I'm telling you, this baptism of the Holy Spirit is so necessary for us to do the will of God and for us to minister. Yes, Jesus is going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. "And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened up, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, 'You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" So the Father anoints Jesus in the Jordan River. And what happens to Jesus? Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by the devil, and was with the wild beasts, and angels ministered unto him. Now, why would Jesus be with the wild beasts? I'm going to tell you. Remember that he is writing to the people in Rome, and in the Circus Maximus, the Christians are going as food for the lions. So he was with the wild beasts, even as the Christians are with the wild beasts, and he will be with them as they are slaughtered. Jesus was with the wild beasts, even as the people of God were with the wild beasts in the Circus Maximus. Some people say the Colosseum. That didn't happen in the Colosseum. It happened in the Circus Maximus. And the scripture says he was tempted by the devil and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. Yes, angels ministered unto him. Now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the good news, the gospel of the kingdom of God. Remember, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And saying, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent you and believe the gospel." Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said unto them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." I'm telling you, this must have been dynamic that they would leave their nets and follow Jesus at that moment. Jesus says the same thing to you. Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Because Jesus is in the people business. Lo, so many people are lost. So many people do not know. So many people have no idea of who Jesus is. He wants to use you to bring people to faith. Bring them to Holy Rosary. They'll hear the gospel. They'll get prayed with. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ wants you as he wanted Peter and Andrew. They were brothers. And the scripture says, "Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said unto them, 'Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men.' And straightway, immediately, they forsook their nets and followed Jesus, my Lord." I wonder what Mrs. Peter is going to say. "And when he had gone a little further, thence he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship. They were mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after Jesus." I tell you, Jesus had a dynamic way of calling people. Dynamic that they would leave their very industry to follow Jesus. You know, we have to know where the fish are. We are called to be fishers of men. We have to know where the fish are so that we can preach the gospel to them. I understand that one group of people is going to Chelsea, singing and dancing and preaching the gospel where the people are. I'm telling you, we need to know where the people are so that we can follow Jesus and bring the people to Christ. Now, what happens first? What happens first as he catches Peter and Andrew, James and John? They went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. You see, Jesus had authority. He still has given that authority to the church if we want to use it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He still has given that authority to the church. He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. In heaven and on earth. And Jesus gives that authority to the church, to people. And if you want it, you can have it. And it will cost you much. It will cost you. I'm not talking about money. And as they went into Capernaum, straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught as one who had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come here to destroy us? I know you, and I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. I tell you, Jesus does not need PR from the devil. He looks for PR from the people who love him, from who love the Father, who love the Holy Spirit. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, shut up, hold your peace, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, in that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? A new doctrine is this. For the authority commands, and he has authority over unclean spirits, and they obey him. You see, Jesus had authority and has authority, and he gives that authority to people. We had that reading from that lady who came on Saturday. I'll never forget. She came, and I had a woman lay her hand on her stomach. I didn't do it. And you know what happened? The Spirit of God came, and you know that the next few days, the fibroid tumor has reduced. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. This is the work of God. This is what God does, not what man does. God working through broken vessels. God working through people. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Do you have authority? God has given you authority, but unless you use it, you'll never, ever see it demonstrated in your life. We have authority to pray for the sick, and you know what happens? People get better. Oh, I know everyone doesn't get better, but that's not my business. My business is to be there. My business is to pray. My business is to let God do what he wants to do. God the Father has given you authority through Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit. And unless you use it, you're going to lose it. It's that simple. It's that simple. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. I want to pray for Vinny Sarasulo. He had a little stroke. Father, we have authority to say to him, in the name of Jesus, be completely healed. be completely healed. Let everything come back 100%, and never again shall he take a stroke. Never again, in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the blood of Jesus. Be healed by the very blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed by the precious blood of the Lamb. And then the scripture says, and immediately when they had come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's wife's mother, that's Simon's mother-in-law, lay sick of a fever. And they told Jesus about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. I told you the story about my little friend when I taught school. Her mother had a fever, and the fever wouldn't break, and the doctors were worried that she was going to die. So my friend that I had in grade 6 went into her room, and she said, this is what Mr. DiLorenzo told us to do, and to bow our heads and to ask Jesus to fix my mother. She said, I bowed my head, and a whole hour went by, and when I went to see my mother, the fever had broken. You see, she had authority. She heard what I had told her. Go into your room and pray. God will do what he needs to do. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with the fever, and they told Jesus of her, and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto Jesus all who were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. You see, this is the Dr. Jesus. His office is open. He's in Peter's house. It was told that Peter's mother-in-law was healed, and I don't know how they did it, but people found out, and people come with their diseases. Yes, they come with their diseases. You know, people will come to me and say, you know, I have cancer. In the name of Jesus, Wayne, be healed of the cancer. By the power of the blood of Jesus, be completely and totally restored by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the power of the cross. And in the morning, rising up early, before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. So Jesus finds a solitary place because he knows that his power comes from the Father. He can't do anything that the Father doesn't tell him to do. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they found Jesus, they said unto him, everyone is seeking you. And he said unto them, let us go to the next town, that I may preach there also. And therefore I came forth. And he preached in the synagogue throughout Galilee and cast out demons. You see, what Simon Peter wanted to do is build a tent. We're going to have a tent show. Jesus will heal all the people. They'll come to the tent. We'll do something great. But Jesus says, no, I have to preach the gospel to other places. I have to preach the gospel to people who haven't heard the gospel, the good news. And that's exactly what happened. I love the word, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is the will of God, that the kingdom would come and the will of God would be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in the morning, rising up before the day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and they that were followed after him said, they are all looking for you. And he said unto them, let us go into the next town and preach there also, for therefore came I forth. And he preached in the synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching Jesus and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus was moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as Jesus spoke, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he strictly charged him, immediately sent him away, and said unto him, see that you say nothing to any man, but go your way and show yourself to the priest, and offer for the cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it himself, and to blaze abroad the matter, in so far that Jesus could no more open cities, but was without in the desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. I tell you, this also happens to holy people. Holy people who go out into the desert to pray. I tell you that the people will find these people because they need something that only God can give them. Oh yes, holy people who have gone out to the desert to be solitude with God. But people find out where they are and they bring their pain and their diseases to these holy people. Yes. And what happens? They are healed. This is what happens. They are healed. I tell you today that Jesus has authority, that the authority given to him by the Father to bring deliverance and healing to the people. And you know what? God has given that authority to the church. At this point in my life, I cannot pray deliverance prayer because I am weak and I cannot do it. I know my limitations, but there has to be some people like Father Mark Ballard and other people that do this kind of work to set people free from their torment and set people free from the evil that has grasped onto them. So what have we learned today? We learned that Jesus is speaking to the people in Rome, and he is in the desert with the wild animals, just as the people in Rome will be martyred with the wild animals. And Jesus is saying, I will be with you. And he calls Andrew and Peter. They leave their nets immediately. Then he calls James and John, or Jimmy and Johnny, and they forsook their nets and followed Jesus. Yes. I tell you, Jesus is the Lord, and he has all power in heaven and on earth. We need to go to Jesus with our brokenness and say, Jesus, what you did for them, you can do for me. That lady that wrote this beautiful letter, she is very happy that God has reduced the fibroid tumor. But let me tell you this, she'll be back. You know why? Because she felt the touch of God. She felt the touch of God when that lady put her hand on her stomach. I had my hand on her head. That lady put her hand on her stomach and she felt the touch of God. And God so beautifully started to bring healing to her. This is real stuff that's happening. This happens Saturday, every Saturday evening. At the end of the 5:30 Mass, we pray for the sick. We've been doing this for about 14 years, every Saturday evening. And sometimes I wonder, you know, what's happening? But something always happens. I tell the Lord before I pray over the people, use my hands today, Jesus. Use my hands today, Jesus. Let there be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time, and I really need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. The mailing address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. If you want to learn more about the Holy Spirit, we are having the School of the Holy Spirit between July 20th and July 26th. you are welcome to come to Holy Rosary. If you are interested, you call this number, 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. The School of the Holy Spirit schedule is be Sunday, we start at 7 o'clock, and Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and then in the evening, 7 to 10. We always start with Mass on the weekday. So if you are interested in learning about the Spirit and to work with the Spirit of God, you come, 617-846-1210. Maybe you can't come the 20th to the 26th of July, but you can come 1 or 2 days. Then do it. Then do it. This is a meeting with the living God who has something in store for you, who wants you to live your life with authority. Do you understand me? Jesus gave the church authority. If we do not use the authority, we will lose the authority. Everything that Jesus has, he has given to the church, and we need to get what Jesus has given. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.